This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair this meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council has recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council has also recommended that the services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms, the battery-operated car services will not attract any GST. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh to take the part in the first Indian Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting today. During this two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. Upon arrival, Dr. Jaishankar visited the key cultural sites in Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to German capital Berlin tomorrow, and he will greet German federal foreign minister and leadership and other ministers of Germany with the objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relation between India and Germany. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi last evening on the three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE members and the business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and hold discussions on wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. Sheikh Khalid is also scheduled to call on the President Draupadi Murmu and visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Congress yesterday announced 9 more candidates for ensuring the Haryana Assembly polls. The party has fielded former MP Brijendra Singh from Uchana Kalan Assembly seat against JJP leader Dushyant Chautala. Mohit Grover will contest from Gurugram seat. Earlier, the party had declared 32 candidates for the 90-member state assembly. Haryana will go poll to poll on the 5th of the next month. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed happiness on the superlative feats on the Indian contingent at the Paris Paralympic Games. In the social media post, the president said, "The medal tally of 29 in Paris alone is nearly half of the 60 medals won in India in all the 13 games so far." President Murmu added, "Till 2016, in 11 Paralympics, India had won 12 medals." She said, "India's performance at Tokyo Paralympics 2020 marked the quantum jump with 19 medals, which has gone up to 10 more in Paris." President Murmu said, "This is a moment of special pride. She joins the families, coaches, nutritionists, and all the people and the institutions who stood by the country's Paralympics participants." The president said that the stories of every medal winner and other players in the Team India need to be told and retold to celebrate their undying spirit amidst the crisis. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has been named by Time magazine as one of the most influential people in the field of technology and artificial intelligence. His name figures under the Shapers category of the list. The magazine writes, "Under his leadership, India is hoping to become one of the top 5 countries in semiconductor manufacturing in the next 5 years." In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat hosts China 3-0 at Hulunbuir yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.